You can watch TJ Riggins Overtime anytime at the homepage, tjriggins.com.
All right, I always get so disappointed. You know, Riggins, we'll hear about these fast food items that are hitting the market, and they're going to be available here and here and here, and then it ends up where they're just available in foreign countries, and we never get any of the cool ones.
Yeah.
This is another one. Pizza Hut in China is the only place you can get this. They're going to be selling a new pizza that comes with a deep-fried frog on top of it.
Ugh. What?
That's what it says. A deep-fried frog. Now, you know, I'm from Louisiana, so I like frog legs, but I don't want a frog leg on my pizza, and I don't want a frog body on my pizza.
Head.
Just a fried frog.
What is that? I didn't even know they ate frogs in China.
I didn't either. We got to go get one, though.
Get TJ Riggins Overtime anytime at the new TJRiggins.com homepage. This is TJ Riggins Overtime.
Somebody's got to tell me if this is the best or worst $5 I could spend. I got a flyer in my mailbox. This guy is offering a service where he will come on trash day, walk my trash can to the curb, and then at the end of the day, walk the trash can back to its location behind my house. $5 a month. Does that even seem right?
No.
Is he 10 years old?
I don't know. I haven't called the number. I mean, it was like a, basically like somebody made this flyer on, you know, Microsoft Word, and it was like, you know, call this number, $5 a month.
It's the best $5.
That's what I'm thinking. So for 4 weeks out of the month, or right, 4 weeks in a month,
yeah,
he'll come four times and just walk it up. And it's not far from the street to where the trash can normally sits. But to not have to think about it, I think that's well worth $5. I would probably
pay $25 a month.
I don't know that I'd pay $25.
I would.
But I'd definitely pay $5, I think.
Yeah, or $10.
Or $10. Like, I think that's probably where I would draw the line, because I'm like, $10, I can do that. Mm-hmm. But like, to not have to think about it, I think that's well worth the money. Mm-hmm. And as I was poking around, apparently this is common in a lot of places.
It's worth every penny, because half the time we forget that it's trash day.
Exactly.
And then Kyle has to put the trash in the back of his car. We talked about this earlier, and go to the dump. I mean, it's worth every penny.
That's what I'm thinking.
I wonder how many people do it, because he's getting, what, $60 a year from you if you do it year-round?
Yeah, and if it takes him, what, 2 minutes to walk it back, and he can get 20 houses or something like that?
Yeah, but he has to drive. Think about the gas. You got to drive to these people's house?
Well, unless he lives in the neighborhood.
If you get in the neighborhood, then you can just sort of walk up and down the street. Hopefully you get a lot of houses that are all together. It wouldn't take long.
But twice a day to drive to that neighborhood. I don't know. He's not making the money that he's worth.
I don't think he's driving. I think it's exactly like Morgan said. He's in the neighborhood.
But what if he's not?
Well, then he's stupid.
Can we call the number? I need answers.
I know. It's going to be, hello? I'm not going to give you 5. I'll give you 2.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is trash, boys.
Mom, meatloaf.
So, yeah, I think it's well worth $5.
Yeah, my trash is never forgotten. When I drive home from work every Monday, it's sitting out there waiting on them to pick it up.
And yeah, she's handling that.
Yep. Yeah, Jody and Boy do that every Sunday night after I've gone to bed. They do all of the trash.
And you don't hear about it ever?
No.
Not once?
I bet not.
Bet not.
I bet not hear about it.
This is TJ Riggins Overtime. You can watch TJ Riggins Overtime anytime at the homepage, tjriggins.com.
I'm going to say something brave yet controversial. I think McDonald's has the best chicken nuggets in fast food.
Yeah.
Over Chick-fil-A. And I love Chick-fil-A. But I think McDonald's, the McNuggets, top tier, A+. I love them. I like them with the sweet and sour sauce.
Mm-hmm.
Is that your favorite dipping sauce, TJ?
Yes, it is.
They say there's a new hot dipping sauce that everybody needs to try. What you do, you order your McNuggets, and then you order the caramel topping that they use in their McCafe coffee drinks and dip the McNuggets into the caramel. You know, sweet and salty.
Yeah.
Come on. You going to dip a McNugget into caramel sauce?
No. And I'm also not going to ask for special things that they don't offer.
Come on. Sweet and sour, top tier also.
Get TJ Riggins overtime anytime at the new TJRiggins.com homepage. Get TJ Riggins overtime anytime at the new TJRiggins.com homepage.
So when there is a change in the culture, in the society, it affects different aspects of the world when it comes to business stuff, you know, and there is a business that is very unique that has taken a hit since you know, the more we become politically correct and quote unquote woke as a society, this business takes a hit, and it is the mistletoe business. People sell mistletoe, and people sell fake mistletoe, and they use them for office parties and neighborhood, like friends gets togethers and things like that.
Yeah.
Now, you didn't necessarily have to be kissing somebody when they stand under the mistletoe. But even like in the workplace now, even the reference to it, it sets people off and is opening you up for, you know, complaints as the business owner. If you had mistletoe hanging over the door and what it implies.
Yeah, I think the workplace, it gets dicey. And I think that's understandable. It's a little weird. But everywhere, the reference of mistletoe can get you in trouble. Give me a break.
Why do you understand it in the workplace? If you've got mistletoe hanging in there as a decoration.
I think if there's one space where it could get a little dicey, I think that's probably.
But why? You're not saying, hey, come kiss me under the mistletoe, or nobody's saying that. It's just up over the door like it traditionally would be.
Yeah.
Then somebody's like, oh, well, what are you, some woman?
Yeah.
You know, men aren't offended by it.
Yeah, right. It's not going to be the guys that are lodging complaints.
I got a hat with mistletoe on top of it.
Yeah. I know you don't see mistletoe very much anymore.
No, I know, and it's hurt these people's livelihood, the mistletoe people.
Still in
big
cute.
Big mistletoe.
Yeah, big mistletoe. It's still in cute, like, Lifetime movies. You're like, oh, you know, uh-huh. Hang it up.
Yeah, if that's with people you know. That's not, you know, Earl at the copier.
Yeah, no. You don't want that.
Yeah. But I bet the I don't even know if businesses are allowed to have holiday parties anymore where they're not worried that somebody's going to be offended by something.
Yeah. Now it's just somebody getting way too drunk and throwing up in the punch bowl.
Trying to take the joy out of everything.
Yeah, maybe.
Get TJ Riggins overtime anytime at the new TJRiggins.com homepage. This is TJ Riggins Overtime.
Riggins, I can't remember. Do you eat the cranberry sauce or not, like for Thanksgiving and Christmas? You know?
I'll have a bite of it out of tradition, and that's it. Okay. I'll have a bite.
Yeah. Well, there's a fancy restaurant in New York, and they have a special cranberry sauce for the holidays. And it is fresh cranberries infused with a port wine that cost $4,400 a bottle, white truffles that cost $1,500 per pound, a special honey imported from New Zealand, and it's decorated with edible gold. Right. And it is, for one scoop of that, $200.
Okay. No.
Even if I had that kind of money just to throw away, I would not spend $200 on a dollop of cranberry sauce.
No, not a chance.
Get over yourself, please.
This is TJ Riggins Overtime. You can watch TJ Riggins Overtime anytime at the homepage, TJRiggins.com.
There's one booming industry that you didn't even know was booming, but it's booming. Here, wait a minute. Just see if you can feel it. Do you feel it? It's booming. The pet stroller industry, $470 million in 2024 for pet strollers, nearly $500 million, expected to climb to $820 million by 2031, $1 billion industry by 2031. Mm. Pet strollers. Now, I spent some time at my parents' house in the retirement village over the weekend. There's a lot of them. people walking around with their Morkies, with their Yorkies, with their Maltipoos in the pet stroller, and they will defend these things till kingdom come. My pet is old. He's aging. He's not able to walk easily on his own. So this allows us to get some outdoor time. I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah, but the purpose for walking a dog is to give the dog exercise.
Yeah. Why even take it outside if you're just going to put it in a stroller and push it around? Now, listen, if you want to, who cares? I mean, I shouldn't care as much because you're not hurting anybody. You're fine. Walk your dog in your pet stroller. But I was just shocked at that number, $500 million. That's what we're doing.
And I need to, if I had a good business mind, which I don't, obviously.
I don't either.
Then when I first started complaining about people starting to treat their animals like humans and how, you know, it's become a thing.
Yeah.
You know, if I would have thought of some ridiculous thing that I could start manufacturing and selling to people who treat their animals like humans and guilt them into buying it. You know,
yeah.
I would have made a fortune because I started complaining about that a long time ago. I'm a long time complainer.
Well, the problem is you spent a lot of time doing radio shows and podcasts when you should have been down in that basement inventing something. TJ, exactly. I don't know how else to spell it out for you.
Some kind of new medicine or something.
What do you, I mean, you're wasting your time. So, listen, I'm sure there's still opportunities to make something new for obsessed pet parents. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to start now. Yeah. This is a billion, you know, this pet strollers, $1 billion industry by 2031.
Because if there is a gullible demographic, it's the over the top pet owners.
Yep.
I got to get them.
Peanut butter bubbles. That was maybe a mistake on my part.
I got to get y'all. That's what I should say.
Get us.
I'll start by selling you something ridiculous.
I'm buying.
Welcome to the new TJ Riggins Overtime. Get TJ Riggins Overtime anytime at the new TJRiggins.com homepage.
So around the holidays, I always have a meaningful heart-to-heart talk with my dog, Riley. Because it is around the holidays, and I look at him right in the face. I say, you better not get sick, because I can't afford any ridiculous vet bills while I'm trying to buy people Christmas presents and things like that. And I saw this clip on Instagram the other day. A woman said, I have a cat and I just spent $300 to take him to the vet because he hadn't pooped in 3 days. Well, after we came home, I realized he'd been pooping behind the couch. So good news, the cat is fine. Oh, bad God. News, you got poop behind your couch and you're out.
$300.
$300.
Oh,
you just get rid of the cat at that point?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So maybe get rid of myself while I'm at it.
Welcome to the new TJ Riggins Overtime.